Well, we've been finding out this week what it means to be at more risk for infections from viruses like COVID-19. Today, meet Andrea Petrowski, a mother of two in Detroit, Michigan. Her youngest, 5.5-year-old Louisa, has different medical conditions that make a virus a mortal enemy. Her husband, Tom, is a dietitian at a Detroit hospital. To protect their daughter, he moved out to work. He's now working remotely, even from his hospital, in full quarantine, in the hopes he can come back to see his family. Andrea joins us now. And Andrea, this defensive posture is new to many of us, but not to your family.
You know, Louisa was born 5.5 years ago with a known condition. It's a very severe heart condition, and she's had several open heart surgeries to modify how her heart works. So our family has done a lot of things that we never would have imagined we'd be in the position to do. And one of those things was having our newborn baby stay from birth to 7 months old in a high complex unit at U of M for 7 months. So the rewards are great. You know, there were times after her first heart surgery, which was just 9 days old, where hospital staff in the ICU, they had to take precautions. She received a tracheostomy, which is an artificial airway, at 2 months old. This helped make it possible for her to, at some point, be removed from a ventilator and, you know, live with us at home on a home ventilator. So there was a lot that came with that in terms of having sanitary protocol where we always made sure our hands were washed. We wouldn't come into a room if we were sick. As she's grown older and bigger, she's become more resilient. She had her tracheostomy removed at age 3, and with this virus, COVID-19, we've gone right back into isolation that we've done before.
But it sounds like even more. I mean, your husband, Tom, who works as a dietitian at a Detroit hospital, you know, he's staying out of the house. He's not coming home. So you're mothering alone. I mean, you must miss
each
other.
It's intense.
Yeah. I mean, this could go on for months.
It could. He was working in a very high-risk hospital in Detroit that has the bulk of COVID-19 patients in our state.
This is quite something that your husband has chosen. I mean, he could have chosen to stay home with you and his children and not work. But I suppose economically that may have been tough.
Certainly wasn't an option. I mean, he's very committed to his patients and taking care of us as the, you know, the sole income provider at this time. And his patients are very high risk in terms of being candidates for organ transplantation. So it would be just as detrimental for them to have that as it would our, you know, our young child.
Do I hear another little person breathing there?
You do.
I thought so. Who we got?
She found me.
Hello. There's Louisa.
Would you like to say hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi.
You bored?
Well, she gives a lot of nonverbal gestures when you're on the phone. So
But she's you know, speaking for all of America right now, anxious and wants to get out of the house. Andrea, I just can't imagine that you have to be like a warrior, and that you could possibly bring something into your home that could harm your child is inconceivable.
What I want to express, though, is that we hear in the news that most people will be fine. They say most people will be fine. Children are at low risk. And we're finding out that's not true. There are a lot of families who have kids with some complex conditions and disabilities, and this would be detrimental to their well-being and even their life. In Michigan here, we've shut down all our schools for 2 weeks. We've canceled all of her routine medical care. So, you know, I can't say that she's really thriving at this point, but we're safe and we're well.
We could even trust when somebody says it's safe to go out. That might be hard for you to trust.
I tell myself we're just going to take this 1 week at a time, because it's been really hard taking care of 2 kids, one with some complex medical needs. She's on several medications. She's, you know, prone to injury if I'm not carefully monitoring her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Social distancing, you know, is annoying to some people. Like, oh, I have to stay 6 feet away from someone in the Whole Foods. To you, it's life or death.
And I know I'm not the only parent in this position, But it puts me in so much despair to think that there are other families like ours who do not have these options. They might be on the front lines, whether it's, you know, working in a business capacity that supports medical workers, or it's the grocery store. They can't all work remotely, and I want to bring that perspective to people. Our situation's really, I know it sounds intense, but it's not the worst case scenario. To me, the worst case scenario would be if Louisa were in the hospital, and it could only be me by her side, or maybe not even me.
Right. And that is happening to some families. Well, Andrea Petrowski there in Detroit, we wish you all the best, and thank you so much for really, you know, letting people know what distancing really means for some families. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So we are staying inside for Louisa.